Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations on the Genesis Communications Network, as well as GCN Live, and on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest markets in the country. We're also dropped in here for there, just for good measure, to the leading independents around the country, and we thank them for playing us as well. And, of course, don't forget, we're streaming live on the Internet right now, GCNLive.com, my website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, and all of the Salem media stations, certainly, as well as some of the other ones along the line. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the third watch right now, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it. Thanks to the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, FedEx, UPS, the bulk mail center drivers, and Felix and the gang. And let's not forget about the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and other petroleum products, too, so we can have go juice to go where we want to. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. We're also heard on MeWe, Gab, on Getter, on Trump Social, True Social, rather, which is Trump's social website. Might as well say Trump Social. And, of course, we're on Twitter as at Captain's America. And you can hear our podcast over on the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's our website. We're also on Amazon Music. We're on Spotify, Player FM, Radio Gone in India. We got quite a group of listeners over there right now listening to the stream. And on Boom Play in Africa, same thing there. Google Podcasts, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and the Apple Podcasts all carry us as well. Okay, so let's get started. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us over here. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience with us. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
There they are. Okay, thank you very much, boys and girls. Kyle, it's dropped down another 2 degrees now. It's 80 degrees here.
Wow. Okay, well, that's pretty good.
Started the show at 83, Denise, but there you go. All right, I'm going to say the pledge. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Sure.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag
of the United States of America,
and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty,
and justice
for all. And of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, take it away. I know you had something to ask Denise, and I'm pretty sure that's up on her radar, too, so go for it.
Absolutely. Well, good morning, Denise. And,
good morning.
You know, we heard about, there's a big kerfuffle about the notion that Devin Archer would have to report to prison, I evidently prior to giving his testimony, but is that truly the case? Or you're hearing something brand new about this, right?
Well, they sent a letter. The Department of Justice sent a letter. I'm not sure I remember to whom, but says that Devin Archer, he was found guilty and is to serve prison time, and that they were setting a date to report to prison that would impede his testimony before the House, which is scheduled for today. Interestingly enough, there's been a new letter that has come out and said that the Department of Justice is allowing is allowing Devin Archer to testify today. Now, whether this is an open or closed session, I do not know. I have not kept up with that part of it. So that's, if you don't think the Department of Justice is not infecting the process, I'm here to tell you that they are. So, late yesterday, they sent a letter to the Southern District of New York demanding that a prison reporting date be set for Archer. So, then the next one said that he understands that the defendant is scheduled to testify for Congress on July the 31st. To be clear, the government does not request and has never requested that the defendant surrender before his congressional testimony. So letter two kind of walked back letter one. And I will tell you that these letters, although I have not seen the letters, my gut tells me if they're signed by A.G. Garland, it's not because he initiated them. It's because they were initiated by Lisa Monaco. I think she's probably more dangerous in the Department of Justice than Garland is.
Well, if you can, Denise, you know, sort of take a look at the tea leaves here. We know that this will likely be explosive, but to what level is this going to be explosive testimony?
Well, you know, far be it from me to, you know, make that assessment and be, you know, like I have an inside baseball track, which I don't. But I would say at one point Hunter and Devin Archer were, in fact, very tight. Not so much anymore, because I think Hunter threw him under the bus.
Hold that thought. Okay, folks, you're going to take a break. We're going to come right back with Denise Simon and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, here on a Monday morning on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. By the way, there's a Democratic congressman said something about all this you might want to hear about.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will do just that. This portion of the program brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico, spelled G-E-I-C-O, has been saving people money for going on over 85 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers, and that number, of course, is going up. Now, you can go to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and do a cost comparison on the vehicle that you're currently driving, whether it's a car or a truck, and see if they can save you any money right off the bat. Now, when you do that, then you can take your motorcycle, if you have one, ATV, boat, or RV, bundle it, that's what they call it, bundle it on your car policy, and your car policy will drop as a result of it. Now, if you really want to save money, add your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance to the mix, and your car insurance will drop like a rock. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, the website. You can also find out who the local agent is, how to get a hold of them, and either call them or go see them to have a sit-down meeting with them if that's what you want to do, or you can do it all on the web at Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. See how much money they can save you. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
And, of course, now we'll pick up Denise up here in this other line. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
All right, take it away again, Kyle.
All right. Good morning again, Denise. You know, we saw this particular story. This has to do with a Democratic representative in Congress, Representative Jim Himes. He's from Connecticut. And evidently on Friday on MSNBC, he says that Hunter Biden, basically broke the law. You know, if Hunter Biden broke the law, he should be prosecuted, clearly with respect to taxes and possibly the ownership of a handgun. He stopped short of saying that Biden might be involved, President Biden himself. What do you think about all that? What are you hearing?
Well, you know, the Democrats love to say that nobody is above the law. And right now, Hunter is above the law. Between the Senate's work, but mostly the House Judiciary and Oversight Committee's work in investigating Hunter, they are collecting and subpoenaing evidence that shows what monies have come to the Biden crime family. And while nothing has gone directly to Joe Biden himself, it would, you know, any logical person would know that they would never design it that way. However, evidence is beginning to kind of merge itself on the complicity that Joe Biden has had in all of this, including meetings, including phone calls, and including being seen with pictures taken of Hunter's partners. Now, you can bet that there are, in fact, those in the, on the House side that are looking seriously at the decisions that Biden has made, not only as vice president, but especially president, with regard to all things Russia and China because of being compromised, policy decisions. And I would argue that if Biden had been serious about Russia, Russia never would have invaded Ukraine. They saw it coming, although they tell you that they didn't, but they did. And that one of the first things that Biden did was to eliminate the Chinese initiative that was installed by Trump, which was essentially to track Chinese espionage here in the United States. And Trump was very serious about it because, remember, Mike Pompeo closed the two diplomatic facilities that China had in the United States. But Biden doesn't seem to care. And as I write, and as I'm doing this, I'm actually writing an article because it came out of the New York Times last week about malware, Chinese malware, in our power grid system. Well, how do we ever let that happen? And what's the consequence? It first showed up because both Microsoft and Mandiant, which is owned by Google, reported it back in May. In May. Where's the phone call between Biden and President Xi? Well, we're not going to, don't seem to have one. We just tell, you know, the NSA or whatever, you know, CISA, to handle it. Meanwhile, where's Biden? Oh, he's on a week's vacation.
Well, right, and isn't Biden more concerned with the, quote, MAGA Republicans or this kind of thing? He's not so worried about Chinese malware. But, you know, Denise, this particular representative, Jim Hines, does this signal anything else in the sense that they're really getting more desperate as a group to try to get this Hunter Biden thing taken care of before it becomes a much larger part of the election?
Well, the bell's already rung. But I think it's continuing to ring when it comes to Hunter. And, you know, I hear the term drip, drip, because every day we learn something else about Hunter and Joe and so forth and so on. That's by design, but it's also by virtue of the way the evidence is coming in to the Oversight Committee and to those that are available that have been either subpoenaed or willingly come in to testify. So, yeah, the bell is already rung, and it will be a big, huge factor when you get closer to the, you know, convention. Yes, absolutely.
Well, and then you also mentioned about Russia and, you know, commenting about Joe Biden. He should have been paying more attention there and could have maybe staved it all off. But now we've got the former Russian President Medvedev basically saying, we would have used a nuclear weapon if the Ukrainian offensive was a success. Why do they keep bringing this up all the time? It seems like we can't go a day or two without them talking about some kind of nuclear weapon issue.
Going back to when the Soviet Union was the Soviet Union, they talked about it. So it, it's it's not anything that's new. That's just the way the Kremlin is, period. I mean, that's the way they operate. I mean, I see no other way to explain it.
Well, again, but it still seems to be very incendiary with this notion that, oh, wait a minute, if something starts to go really, really wrong for them, is Vladimir Putin going to say, okay, the sky's the limit here?
Well, he already has said it. But, you know, he's not going to do it. And use nuclear weapons against who? I mean, it's just not going to happen. He wants Ukraine so badly, and he's going to use nuclear weapons. There won't be any reason to have Ukraine. That's just the way it is.
Indeed. Indeed, yeah.
So, I mean, that whole thing is just bloviating.
Well, quick turn to domestic politics here. Donald Trump says he never told anybody to delete anything off the servers. Should he even be talking about this at this point, or what do you think? Should he just be talking to his lawyers on this, or is it better to try to get out ahead of all this?
Well, he's trying to get ahead of it, but we don't know. We don't know what the evidence is. I mean, heck, we had no idea that there, you know, was some maintenance fellow at Mar-a-Lago that now has, you know, found himself, you know, with sand in his own gear. So, sometimes not all of the facts get out there. And when some pieces and facts do get out there, you end up reacting. So, and now we still have the Georgia thing, and this could get ugly for him. And I think he's gone through hundreds and hundreds of lawyers. He's spent big, huge bucks on defending himself, and I'm still not quite sure where he stands today legally. There are so many opinions out there. But he seems confident, and he seems confident because he finds the lawyers that tell him enough to be confident. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's one thing, but when you come up against a judge, that's something else.
Yep. Well, exactly right. Well, Denise Simon, thank you very much. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning, so take care of yourself.
Thank you. Yes, thanks.
Bye, folks.
All right.
Denise Simon, everybody. Go ahead, Captain.
All right. You're coming up on the break here, folks, and don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with a military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-86.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. A desperate search is underway to find two missing Americans in Haiti. A nonprofit group says a nurse who is married to the group's founder and her child were kidnapped Thursday morning while serving at a community ministry. At least 50 people were killed in a suicide bombing Sunday at a political rally in Pakistan. More than 100 others were injured. Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy is reaffirming his pledge to pardon former President Trump. Appearing on CNN State of the Union, the biotech billionaire said it would be the right thing to do to help move the country forward. Gas prices are surging to an eight-month high. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular unleaded is $3.75 a gallon. That's up 17 cents from a week ago. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of the Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Let me speak to the veterans out there and the guys and gals getting out of the military right now, getting out of the service. If you don't really know what it is you're going to do, and you have a background in aviation while you've been serving in America in the military, that you have an opportunity to become an aviation maintenance technician and make a lot of money very quickly, because aviation maintenance technicians are in need right now by the major airlines, by the not-so-major airlines, by the commercial freighters as well, to work on and fix their aircraft. And there's a lot of work there to be done. A lot of work. And if you want a challenging and rewarding career where you'll get paid for your knowledge and your experience and your ability to be able to do what you're doing and get paid very, very well, then I would suggest you check out the National Aviation Academy. Their website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And their phone number to call is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Now, they have two campuses to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston. The other one down here in Clearwater, Florida, across the bay from me, I'm in Tampa, they're in Clearwater. Asked to take the tour of either one of those campuses, or maybe you want to see both to see what the difference is. The number is 800-659-2080. That's the number to call. And the website to check out is naa.edu. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Kyle, some sad news to report. Apparently, over the weekend, there has been a joint military exercise going on between Australia and the United States. And during the darkness, a military helicopter with the Australian Air Force, with a crewman of four aboard, went hard into the ocean on a maneuver and apparently tore the aircraft apart quite well. So as a result, they do not believe any of the crew have survived after having searched for a number of hours. Now they believe it's going to be a recovery operation, but what a shame.
Well, indeed, of course, yes. Just a terrible story. Very sad.
And that's what happens to these things, unfortunately, when they get out to do whatever it is they're doing around the countryside and whatnot. Now, a drone attack on Moscow temporarily closed the airport. They're reporting that three Ukrainian drones attacked Moscow in the early hours of Sunday. That would mean they flew either all the way from Ukraine or they were in Russia already and flew from not so far away. I don't understand how you can take a drone and you can fly it over a long period of territory, because something somewhere, if you got any type of radar or heat sensing system, you're going to pick up on it.
Yeah, one might think, unless they're, you know, trying to hug the treetops, but I don't think that's how these drones operate, though.
No, and hugging the treetops isn't necessarily going to do it either. I mean, you run the risk of running it into the treetops when you don't know how tall the trees are, and you've got very limited knowledge, which tells me that if they are being flown over that length of time and distance, it's not the Ukrainians doing it. It's us.
That could very well be. Yes, you never know.
Mm-hmm. Now, also, in other military news, we know that the Ukrainians have been firing North Korean rockets that they acquired at Russian troop positions.
That's right. And so they say that they were acquired from some friendly country. This is one of the reports. But also it could have been that some of these North Korean-made rockets might have been confiscated somehow from Russians, and now they're actually using them to fire back at the Russians. So either way, it's ironic that you've got North Korean rockets that were originally there for Russia to use, maybe being used against Russia.
Well, remember, they keep getting these shipments out there in the Indian Ocean coming towards the Middle East, as well as going into Africa. And some of that stuff is North Korean or possibly Iranian, and there might have been from that stash is what I'm thinking.
Very possible.
Now, the new military justice rules are set to go into effect today with the Biden order. Now, the president will codify the reforms, establishing independent prosecutors for serious military crimes. That is a major change over the way things have been done.
Yeah, well, correct me if I'm wrong. Wouldn't that be done through the judge advocate general, this kind of thing?
Supposed to be.
Right.
But they're getting the UCMJ out of it, or the UCMJ, the Universal Code of Military Justice, and they're putting in the civilians to have the final say in whatever, and that's a presidential executive order. Again, I'm not sure how that works, whether or not that's going to be challenged by the military. I would suspect it might be, so we'll wait to see. That's not a necessarily done deal just yet.
Well, it will be interesting to see, because certainly I'm sure they could challenge it, and you might even wind up at the Supreme Court, because this is a larger sort of change. It's not being implemented in any other way other than executive order. A lot of times those can be a little fishy.
Well, yeah. And let's not forget that the United States, of course, late last week announced a $345 million military aid package for Taiwan. That's pretty good work if you can get it, I guess. But China keeps threatening Taiwan, and if they do go in there and take Taiwan and we give them all this aid, that means China would have the aid we gave them.
Well, that's exactly right. And speaking of that, U.S. officials are announcing that they found what they suspect is Chinese malware in various military systems. And the key and component of this, Captain, is that this malware isn't there apparently to simply surveil, but it is there in order to disrupt, perhaps given some event or some other command. And so definitely if there was any kind of move against the United States for whatever reason by China, if they were able to disrupt civilian systems, military systems, and that control our infrastructure and power grid and things like that, that would be a definite first move, I think, that they would make.
Now, this is not necessarily related to the United States, but over the weekend, a suicide bomber killed at least 50 people and wounded hundreds at a Pakistani political rally.
Yes, that's what we heard. And again, yes, it's not directly related to the U.S., but definitely an important story and very sad to begin with.
Well, yeah, true. And the French embassy in Niger was also attacked as protesters waved Russian flags. Now, Niger's having their share of problems, too.
Well, that's true. That's true. And I think, I don't know if this is related at all to the Wagner group, but I know that they do operate in many ways in Africa as well on behalf of the Russians.
Okay, well, we're getting ready to take a break here. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to play something here real quick. And then when we come back, we'll make sure that we get this going again here with Chris Markowski. I do believe he's calling in today. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with a lot more. And John Kennedy, Senator John Kennedy, is going to take us out here.
President Trump has doubled the growth in the greatest economy in all of human history. Have done for him? Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach him. I don't mean any disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
Oh, you gotta love.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame.
Listen to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty. Well, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm not sure if Chris is calling in today. He was out doing something over the weekend, and he may still be doing the something he was doing. Had to go out of town on business. But I want to remind you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss spelled M-A-U-S. And, of course, Moss is famous because not only do they have great cars that they sell and they offer great deals to great people, but your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, whether you buy new or certified pre-owned. Now, they also honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for veterans, for active duty military, for first responders, active, retired, EMS, firefighter, police, and for church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. So you've got Moss Acura and you've got Moss Nissan side by side right there on North Florida Avenue. And you can check them out online before you decide to go visit them, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, and see what they have to offer. That's what a lot of people do. And I would suggest you do the same thing. So Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Go over there, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door wide open for some other stuff. Okay, Kyle is back with us. Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Now, more homeowners have been tapping their equity, which has been fueled by the soaring prices. People can't make ends meet. They are not getting pay retroactive to the cost increases that are appearing to them right now. And I told you I made the comment about going to buy like about 10 items, And all it cost me $96 for the two bags that I got and two cases of diet soda. Unbelievable.
Well, it really is. The cost of living is just increasing. And as we had a related story, the wages just aren't keeping up with that either. And so, yes, we do understand that many are now starting to look for those home equity loans because the value of their home has likely gone up very high. Now, of course, commensurate with that, you've got the high interest rate. So taking out a home equity loan isn't as attractive, let's say, as it might have been a little while ago when interest rates were smaller, because hopefully your payment wouldn't increase all that much. But now it looks like it could. But I would bet you anything, Captain, that in addition to wanting to make home improvements, people might be looking at their home equity to see if they can have a guard against what's happening with inflation. So they have some money socked away in the bank, as it were, that they could draw on. Almost, you know, just like a line of credit. But of course, you take out your home equity loan. But evidently, there's been a 47% increase from the same quarter back in 2021 of these home equity loans that are being taken out. So that's a significant increase.
Well, it's not cheap to do it. And if anybody's thinking they're getting a deal because they're borrowing on the equity they have in their house, you know, it's not a cheap thing to do. It's expensive over the long run. So they need to take a long look at that, too, and whether or not they can even afford to make the payments.
Well, exactly right. But also at the same time, you've got the credit card balances and they're going through the roof. In the last 3 months of 2022, they went up to about $931 billion. It was a 19% increase from a year earlier. So again, this is exactly what we've been talking about for a long time here on the program, Captain, and that is people were going into their savings, the use of the COVID money they might have gotten, you know, the COVID checks, but then also going running up the credit cards, trying to maintain the level of spending that they have to do, their burn rate, as it were. And so now we're getting, I think we're getting close to the end of the resources that people can truly tap into. And then we could see some real problems in the economy, I hate to say.
You're right. Now, Ford is a very large motor company, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
They make cars, they make trucks, they make other things too. They used to make tractors. I think they still do make the smaller tractors that you'll see around on golf courses and whatnot. But they're into a lot of different things. And Ford expects to lose $4.5 billion this year on electronic vehicles fiscal year 2023. That's unbelievable.
Right, that's for the all-electric vehicles, but I think what they're going to be doing is they've stated, I think they're trying to shift their focus to hybrid vehicles where you have an engine that can help charge that electric motor, giving you a longer range, obviously, and more flexibility because you also have a gas-burning engine with you that you can easily fill up the tank for.
Yeah, and nobody wants to be driving around. And by the way, I saw another one over the weekend. I'm coming down the highway, four-lane road going towards where I'm staying. I'm coming down the highway, and over in the middle of the road sits a car, and the guy's got the hood up, and he's standing outside, and there's a AAA truck there by him. And I noticed as I got up on the vehicle, because I had to stop at the stoplight so I got a good look at this, it was an electronic vehicle. Well, what do you think the AAA truck was doing there? And by the way, it was a battery truck, but it also had recharging service on it. What do you think the truck was doing?
Was it recharging the battery?
Recharging the car battery for the electric car on the spot. He had his generator running. He had his cables hooked up with his plug into the plug thing. He was charging the guy's car, probably so he had enough juice to get back home where he came from.
More than likely so, and of course it's a very environmentally friendly way to do it, isn't it? With the
in the middle of the highway, in the middle of the highway, in the median, with everybody watching you, and no, it wasn't a Tesla.
Oh, really? Okay, so it was something else.
Yeah, it had a funny looking H on it. People can figure it out from that.
might have been a Hyundai. Yeah. It is interesting that, these electric cars, from what I understand, will perform differently based on the load that you're putting on them. Maybe air conditioning, maybe other things that you're running. And maybe these estimates that the computer gives you may not be all that accurate. I'm just speculating.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let me see here. Who just said, good morning, George. How the heck are you? George, the Godfather, just chimed in, and he's saying good morning to you, too.
Yes, good morning, George. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I gave him a thumbs up there. It's about all I can do at the moment because I'm involved, intertwined with stuff here. But, the other thing is when you talk about the economy, you can't not talk about gas. The price of gasoline is up. It's going up again. The futures are up. You're going to see where I'm at, I believe, $4 a gallon regular gas. Where you're at, it's already $5 in most places. And there just doesn't seem to be any end in sight.
Well, there really doesn't. And especially as we come out of the summertime, I think people usually think, well, maybe it might go down a little bit. Who knows? But because you might have a little bit less demand. But I don't know that that's going to be the case overall in terms of how much people are spending to put gas in their tanks. It's a big part of their budget. Mm-hmm. And along with everything else that's really affected by inflation, it's just a non-starter, I think.
George is saying Ford will get a government bailout for their loss on the EV. Well, maybe, but to begin with, George, I don't know if you remember this, the only major automaker that wouldn't take government money to supplement what they were doing with the electric cars was Ford. They thought they could do it on their own. They didn't take any of these government loans or anything. So I don't know what's going on.
Well, I think one of the fundamental takeaways from what's happening with Ford right now is that the all-electric vehicle obviously is not as popular.
Of course, number one,
they're really expensive, so I think that's a large part of it too. But at the same time, I think they're banking on the idea that people wanted these things or that they were going to flock to them. Well, they're not, and they might flock to them if I think the ranges were longer, if the charging times were shorter. In other words, if it made a lot more sense to people to have something like that and it was organic, they might just do it.
Why do you want to pay $60,000 for something that you can buy with a gasoline engine in it for about half that? Why do you want to pay double that for something that's electric that you're going to have trouble? And oh, by the way, they will catch fire and burn if the batteries get soaked in water. You knew that, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to do that if you knew what you were doing. Too many people are drinking the Kool-Aid. Hold that thought there, Mr. Kyle, and folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition. Coming back with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-96.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.